The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis has a question. The Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha Gedulei Heter Mailin Esa Isser Eloi? What's the halacha when I have a plant and the ikar, the original part of the plant that's planted in the ground, is something which is aser to eat, it's an iser, and after one plants it in the ground, it starts to grow, and the new parts of the plant are gidulei heter. The Gemara says the things that grow are not considered iser, they are considered heter. And the question is, these gidulei heter, do they have the ability to be mevatel the iser, mevatel the ikr, which is iser, and now the entire plant will not have any iser, it will be mutter b'achilo, mutter b'hano, whatever the case may be? Or do we say that the gedulin of heter do not have the ability to be mevatel the iser? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara has a bunch of rayas one way or the other, l'kan l'kan. A kopanim, we need to understand what exactly is the issue that the Gemara is asking. What is the Gemara's question? So over here in the sugya, there is a fundamental machloikis, exactly what is the status, what is the halachic status of the gidulin of heter. If the ikar is something which is usr, and you plant it in the ground, it's something where the ikar remains in the ground like onions, and they continue to go and they get bigger. Or in the Gemara's case, where the Gemara has cases where you graft a branch that already has fruit growing on it, and the fruit gets larger. So the original fruit, in this case, would be Isser, and the fruit that gets larger would be Heter. In such a situation, so the Gemara is discussing whether the entire thing becomes Mutter or not. What exactly is the Gemara's question? So we have a basic machloikis between the Ran and the other Rishonim on the Gemara, the Tais and the Rosh. The opinion of the Ran throughout the entire sugya is that that the Gemara is asking a question. If the gedulei heter malanis iser eloi, the Gemara is not really mean to say that the gedulin are definitely heter. The gedulin are mutter b'achilo, and the ikar, the original iser that was there before it was planted, is iser. Instead, the Ran says the Gemara's question is, what is the halachic status of the gedulin? When somebody takes something which is aser, somebody takes something which is klein, and the original fruit it grows, it's klein, and then it gets larger, and the part that gets larger for whatever reason is not klein, grew the heter. In such a case, the Ran says, the Gemara is asking a fundamental question. Do we say that whatever grew afterwards is a new entity? It's not considered that in extension, it's not considered the original ikr. The original part got bigger, and we say that the gedulin are in fact heter. Or do we say that just like the original fruit is iser, so now that it got bigger, that iser, that ikr is what got bigger, and therefore the gedulin have a status, halachic status of iser? Says the Ran, if the status of the gedulin of whatever grew is iser, then obviously it doesn't have the ability to change the ikr and change the original part of the plant and turn into heter, because both the ikr, the original part of the plant, and the gedulin, whatever grows afterwards, they're both iser, they're both aser. So obviously, if the whole thing's aser, it's not going to become mutter. However, if we say that whatever grows afterwards is not considered iser, instead it's considered something which is heter, so then the Ran says, well, there's a rule. The rule is in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Achi Rav L'Hatois, that if you have a mixture of iser and heter together, and I have more heter than I have iser, in the mixture there is very little of what is considered osir, so then we say it's bottle beroif, at least min ha-Torah, but there are born under other shirim, but min ha-Torah min b'mino is bottle beroif. Therefore, says the Ran, if we would have a case where the ikr, the original part of the plant, would be isir, and the gedulin would be heter, then the Gemara would not have any question. Of course, the gedulin would have the ability to be mevatel the ikr, and the entire plant will now become mutter. The only suffix the Gemara has is, what is the status of the gidulin? Are the gidulin themselves considered a davar ha'aser, or are the gidulin considered a davar ha'mutter? This is the way the Ran learns over here, and in the entire Hemshech HaSugya on the next Gemara, this is how the Ran learns the question. This is the question of the Gemara. Tosis and the Rosh disagree with the Ran. Tosis and the Rosh learn that the question of the Gemara is a completely different question. The Gemara's question, according to them, is simply whether the Gedulin are definitely het. They do not agree with the Ran that there is a possibility that these Gedulin, whatever grows afterwards, will be considered Isser. That's not a question. That much is clear, that the Gedulin, whatever grows afterwards, is definitely considered heter. So now, what's the question of the Gemara? The Gemara's question is a bittul question. What happens when I have an Iker? The original plant is Isser, and whatever grows afterwards is heter. Is there an ability of the Gedulin of heter to be Mevatul Isser? Now, the Ran himself was bothered by this. The Ran says, well, if the Gedulin are heter and the Iker is Isser, of course it's going to be Mevatul. That's the rule, called Taira Kulo, that the Iker is bottled. The din is Achir al Mahatul, it's bottled Beroy. So what exactly is the Gemara's question? That's why the Ran didn't learn like these Rishonim. However, these Rishonim learn that this status is not the Gemara's question over here, that it should be Baltu Baroiv, is slightly different than the regular case of Biltu Baroiv. The Teres Roim in his Pirish, his commentary to Shvius, in the sixth parak, where he discusses over here the Sugya, and he says the other Rishonim disagree with Iran, and they hold that in this case over here, when I have a plant that grows, is not similar to a standard case of a mixture of heter and isser. When I have a mixture of heter and isser, they're mixed together, it's completely mixed, and I have no idea where the heter is and where the isser is. Over here, it's true it's one plant, but I know that the original part of the plant, the ikker, was isser, and I know whatever grew was heter. So there's a way to look at this plant, and look at this fruit and this vegetable, and say, well, whatever's there originally, I see, I know where it is, and whatever grew afterwards, I also know where it is. So therefore, it's not mixed together. Each thing is the chudei koi, each thing is by itself. So since each part of the fruit, each part of this plant is by itself, under such a situation, the rishitas of Taisis and the Rosh would be that we do not consider this a standard taruvis. We don't consider this a standard taruvis, a mixture of Isser and Heter. And therefore, there would be a sad, at least, to say that I should not say the klal of bittul b'roif. Now, when you get down to the specific question of what exactly the Gemara's question is over here, so there is a slight difference between Tosis and the Rosh. Tosis explains the Gemara that the Gemara is not asking a question about Issa Derais. Tosis says that in reality, there is a concept of bittul b'roif and it's bottle. The Gedulin are definitely heter, and in Atoira it is bottle b'roif. The only question of the Gemara is midrabbanon, should we consider these two things as separate entities, and therefore will be machmer and say that it's not considered bittul b'roiv, and therefore the ikker remains and it had remain al kaponim midrabbanon, retains its status as a dover ha'aser, and therefore it would be also to eat that part. That is the way that Tosis learns the Gemara, and according to Tosis, the entire sugya is discussing an issa d'rabbanon. And therefore, if it's considered a Sufik, if it's not clear what the Gemara's Maskana is, the Torah Zoram writes that it would be considered a Sufik Derabonon, and we know the rule is, generally by a Sufik Derabonon, that we can go Lekula, Sega Derabonon Lekula, and therefore it would be Mutter Bachil. The Rosh explains the Gemara differently. The Rosh explains that the Gemara is in fact asking a question of a Deiris. Therefore, according to the Rosh, the Gemara's Sufik is, do we consider the Iker and the Gedulin as two separate entities, and therefore the Gedulin don't have the ability to be Mevatel the Iker? Or do we say that, just like the Rosh says, he has a raya from a Gemara, that we don't say the other way around? We don't say that when the Gedulin start to grow, at that point in time there is more Iker than there are Gedulin. At that point, we say that the original fruit is much larger than whatever started to grow. So under those circumstances, we might say the other way. We might say that in such a case, the Gedulin should become bottle to the Iker. If the Gedulin become bottle to the Iker, then everything will be awesome under such circumstances. In that, we don't say that. It says the Rosh, just like we do not say that the Gedulin will become bottle to the Iker, therefore we'll say that the Iker will not be bottle to the Gedulin, and we consider them as two separate entities, and therefore the Gemara's question is not a question of a Derabonon. In fact, it is a question of an Isser the Iraisa. And therefore, once the Gemara comes out, that if we say that it's a Safek, how we paskin, there will be considered Seged Iraisa, and we will include to be Machmir and say that everything is awesome.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.